Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Mary moved with haste, with a sense of urgency, not with anxiety or fear of what was to come, but with joyful anticipation, with thanksgiving in her heart and in her womb. She may have traveled by herself, but she was never alone because God was not just with her. He was within her, unseen yet present. I'm fond of the thought of Pope Benedict XVI when he referred to Mary's traveling to visit Elizabeth as the first Eucharistic procession. Today, as we draw closer to the Nativity of the Lord, Holy Mother Church directs our thoughts to Mary, inviting us to spend time with her and consider her faith. Perhaps the reason for this is because right about now, with Christmas only days away, too many of us are feeling anxious about all the things we have yet to prepare, food to be prepared, gifts to be bought and wrapped. And yet, here we are, gently summoned to stop and sit for a while with the Mother of God as she goes to be with her kinswoman. Surely we cannot miss the irony of the fact that at a time when everyone appears to be rushing around, the one person who plays a key role in the birth of Jesus seemed remarkably tranquil, at peace, trusting in God's will for her. Mary is full of grace, a model of virtue as she exemplifies for us how to act, showing us the way to authentic human living, the sort of life that brings serenity and joy that can only be found in close communion with our Lord. Mary is truly the perfect model of faith. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant in her womb leapt for joy and she cried out, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Both Elizabeth and her yet-to-be-born son, John, recognized the real presence within the Blessed Virgin's womb. Being in her presence placed them in the presence of the Word made flesh, filling them both with an overwhelming sense of joy. Mary is the perfect model of faith, always leading us to her divine Son. Extolling the faith of Mary, St. Irenaeus said, "The knot of Eve's disobedience was untied by Mary's obedience. What the Virgin Eve bound through her disbelief, Mary loosened with her faith." And it was St. Augustine who stated that Mary is more blessed because she embraces faith in Christ than because she conceives the flesh of Christ. It's her faith that we admire. She is the perfect model of faith, an exemplar for us to follow, always leading us to her divine Son, as it's often stated, to Jesus, Mary. She is Our Lady, the Mother of the Eucharist. And remember, she was the first and most faithful perpetual adorer. Here at St. Anne's, we've been blessed to have a sacred space dedicated to perpetual adoration of our Lord in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. And if you're not already committed to spending time with Jesus in adoration, I ask you to prayerfully consider setting aside just 1 hour per week, away from the busyness of the world, and place yourself before the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Drop-in visits are always welcome, and they can spark a new devotion to Jesus in the Eucharist. I ask you to bring your young children or grandchildren. Start with small visits and get them acquainted to the stillness of the room, the stillness of being in the presence of God. When we spend time in adoration, we join His Mother, who is our Mother, the Mother of the Church, in appreciating the fruit of her womb. Christ, truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, hidden as bread, yet seen with the eyes of faith. Time spent with Jesus in adoration is a personal encounter with the living God. I can't help but think of Mary's journey to visit Elizabeth. I wonder what she might have been thinking along the way in her travels. I can imagine her talking to the life growing within her. As her gaze falls down to her womb and she caresses her stomach, wondering what's to become. Never with worry, but always in anticipation to greet the love that's within her. What we do in adoration is not as important as simply being present with God. Being with the one who loved us first is always a way for us to give ourselves more fully to God, to spend time together with our beloved. Whether your time in adoration is spent in praise and thanksgiving or begging God through tears, whether you're reading or simply sitting in silence, the time spent in adoration is fruitful because it draws us closer to the one who made us. It's an exercise of faith and a commitment that bears much fruit for the individual, for our families, and for the whole church. For that reason, this week we're setting aside time for an appeal for people to begin adoring our Lord more and more in the Blessed Sacrament. For those of you who haven't been in adoration, perhaps this might spark your attention. For those of you that are already in Eucharistic adoration, we thank you. Again, we've been blessed to have 24 hours of adoration available 365 days a year for quite some time now. Unfortunately, there are holes in the schedule, and we need committed adorers to spend time with Jesus. The goal is to have a minimum of 2 people signed up for each hour. Late night and early mornings are the most difficult to fulfill, but perhaps the most fruitful because of the sacrifice required on your part to be there at that hour. After all, it was the middle of the night when Jesus called the first holy hour, asking for companionship as he prayed while he was in agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. While a dedicated hour in adoration is a beautiful commitment, every visit with Jesus gives consolation to his most sacred heart. Remember that God can never be outdone in generosity, and your sacrifice of time is no exception. In just a moment, the ushers will be bringing pledge cards down the aisles for you to fill out your name and phone number, and everyone that fills out a card will be contacted and asked what hour they're available to give to our Lord in adoration. There's also tables set out so you can sign up or ask additional questions. I ask you to prayerfully consider giving your time to our Lord in adoration. And I ask you to please join me in petitioning Our Lady, Mother of the Eucharist, that God would grant us an increase in our faith, success in signing up many new adorers, and that Jesus will always be available to us in perpetual adoration here at St. Anne. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.